Today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily is packed with exciting developments in the GPU and AI space. We're diving into Mozilla's latest updates to their Llama file project, which enhances accessibility for large language models, and we'll also discuss Intel's new precompiled shader delivery feature that promises to significantly improve game loading times. Let's get right into it. Quick headline overview. 1. Mozilla Llama file 0.10 has been released, introducing significant enhancements for running large language models across platforms. 2. Intel's precompiled shader delivery feature has been rolled out for their Arc GPUs, potentially improving game loading times by up to 3x. Deep dive on Mozilla Llama file 0.10. First up, let's talk about Mozilla's Llama file 0.10. For those who might not be familiar, LlamaFile is an innovative project aimed at simplifying the deployment and execution of large language models, LLMs. The idea is to encapsulate an LLM into a single file format that can run seamlessly across different platforms and hardware configurations. This is particularly important for developers looking to streamline their workflows and for end users who may not have the technical expertise to handle complex setups. The latest update comes with a host of features that significantly enhance its functionality. New build system. The introduction of a new build system simplifies the process of compiling and running models, making it easier for developers to integrate LlamaFile into their applications. Support for new modes. LlamaFile 0.10 now supports hybrid text user interface, TUI, chat server modes, which allows for more dynamic interactions. There's also a command line interface, CLI modality for one-shot questions, which can be particularly useful for quick queries or testing purposes. Integration of submodules. The update integrates Whisper.cpp and Stable Diffusion as submodules. This means that developers can leverage these powerful AI tools directly within their Llama file setup without needing to manage them separately. Improved logging and argument handling. Enhanced logging capabilities will help developers debug and monitor their applications more effectively. Improved argument handling means that passing parameters to the model is now smoother and more intuitive. Hardware support. Notably, there's out-of-the-box support for Metal GPUs on macOS, which is a significant boost for developers working in Apple's ecosystem. Additionally, support for NVIDIA CUDA has been restored, ensuring that developers leveraging NVIDIA's powerful hardware can continue to do so without issues. New features. The addition of the image argument allows users to specify images as inputs, expanding the versatility of LlamaFile in handling multimodal tasks. This release underscores Mozilla's commitment to making AI technologies more accessible. By simplifying the deployment of LLMs, they are paving the way for wider adoption and experimentation in the field of natural language processing. For developers interested in exploring these features, I encourage you to check out the full documentation and download the latest version from GitHub. Transition to Intel's precompiled shader delivery. Now, shifting gears to Intel's recent announcement regarding their Arc GPUs. Intel has introduced a feature called precompiled shader delivery, which is designed to enhance game loading times significantly. This feature is part of their latest graphics driver update and is based on Microsoft's advanced shader delivery framework. The way this works is pretty fascinating. Traditionally, when you launch a game, the GPU needs to compile shaders on the fly, which can lead to noticeable delays and stuttering during gameplay. Precompiled shader delivery addresses this by downloading and caching shaders ahead of time. This means that when you start a game, the necessary shaders are already prepared, resulting in much faster loading times. Intel claims that this can lead to loading times being reduced by up to 3x on their latest Panther Lake lineup with Xe3 graphics. For example, benchmarks have shown that games like God of War Ragnarok can load up to 37 times faster with this feature enabled. This is a game changer, especially for gamers who value quick load times and smooth gameplay. Currently, this feature supports 13 major titles, including Cyberpunk 2077, Starfield, and the upcoming Call of Duty Black Ops 7. However, it's important to note that this feature does not extend to Intel's earlier Arc Alchemist GPUs, which may limit its immediate impact on a broader audience. As shader caching becomes more commonplace across different platforms, we can expect to see a leveling of the playing field between PC and console gaming. This could lead to a future where shader compilation issues are a thing of the past, enhancing the overall gaming experience. Closing thought. As we look ahead, the advancements in both AI tools like Mozilla's LlamaFile and Intel's shader delivery systems signal an exciting time for developers and gamers alike. The continued push for efficiency and accessibility in GPU technologies is paving the way for more innovative applications and experiences. With AMD's ongoing developments, we can anticipate new features that will further enhance our capabilities in both gaming and machine learning. Thanks for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily. Stay curious, keep experimenting, and I'll catch you in the next episode.